T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now, Chuck and Winkler, live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio.
Listen up, people!
On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Good morning, everybody! Five for Freems coming up. This is Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries, where, attention all meat lovers, Butcher's Best menu is still available at Perkins, but only for a limited time. Some of the best tasting, most savory meats around can be found at Perkins. How about tender steak medallions with the fried shrimp? That's a good option for later today. The breakfast options you can grab at any time. The meat lover smasher, that's a favorite. Gravy, bed of smashed tots, the bacon tater omelet with the 6 strips of applewood smoked bacon, that very good. If you're thinking of a time to go, I'd recommend after 4 o'clock tomorrow. Tuesdays and Saturdays, kids eat free after 4 o'clock in an adult meal. And then you get a free kids meal right along with that. That's at Perkins. This is 5 for Freems. 5 burning questions for Chuck Freeman, the man they call Freems. Ready, friend?
Invented by a buddy of mine from Dallas. Yes. Well, he lives in Dallas now.
Yes, your friend invented the nickname.
Originally Freems. From Elm Grove.
Yes. Nobody ever would have come up with it if it wasn't for your friend from Dallas.
Yep.
Who invented the nickname Freems.
Sophomore year, Martin Luther High School.
Yes, you remember it so fondly. Question number one. John Gruden out, obviously, on Monday Night Football. Odds have come out to see who would replace him. Peyton Manning leads 12-5 odds. Lewis Riddick from ESPN and Kurt Warner, both 4-1 odds. Steve Young, Randy Moss, Matt Hasselbeck, Rex Ryan, Tim Tebow, Eli Manning, Boomer Esiason, all given odds of 20-1 or lower. Who is the front runner in your view to replace John Gruden on Monday Night Football to be paired up with Sean McDonough?
I'd like to see Boomer get the job, but I think the front runner is Peyton Manning. I think they're going to go hard after him. Here's the thing about ESPN.
Boomer was on Monday night once, wasn't he?
Who?
Boomer?
Boomer.
Esiason.
Yeah, he was on when it was on ABC. Yeah.
Did he do it with Dennis Miller?
I don't know, but they took him off, and I don't know if there was some bad chemistry or whatever.
Remember when Kornheiser was on there?
I liked it when he was on there.
How about I didn't really mind Dennis.
I didn't like Dennis. Dennis was tried to play traffic cop on there, it seemed.
Yeah.
I like Boomer. I like Boomer on the broadcast, the Monday night radio broadcasts. I like Boomer. I think it's probably going to go to Peyton Manning. Here's the thing about ESPN again. ESPN's firing all these people, cutting all these people, cutting all these salaries, yet they still haven't learned. And they're still trying to trying to sign people, yet they're losing money hand over fist, and they're having all these layoffs. But they're still going out and signing talent. This doesn't make any sense to me.
Boomer was on in 99 and 98. So 90, right before Dennis Miller joined the team. It must have been him and who was it? Michaels? Yeah, Michaels.
Yeah, Michaels. Boomer. Al Michaels.
Did they not like each other or something?
I don't know. No. I thought he was in a 3-man booth for a little bit too.
Yeah, he could have been with Deardorff. Deardorff could have been in there.
Dan, they phased out.
Yeah.
What is your favorite Monday night crew?
Probably the one I Winks. Grew up with. Al and Frank and Dan. Al, Frank, and Dan, and Ray
okay.
to Rock.
Yeah.
Monday night yeah. friends, and wow. I love
See,
Trump.
I loved Howard Cosell on it.
Well, yeah, I missed out on that
No,
one.
You missed it. That was because that was great. The chemistry in that booth, some of those guys.
With Don?
With Dandy Don and Frank Gifford.
Turn yeah, out was the great. Lights.
Oh, it was great. Singing never works on the radio, remember?
Well, then tell that to recording artists.
Those guys can sing.
Oh. Still, I always tell you about this booth. I always liked the Sunday night booth with Mike Patrick.
Oh, that was...
And Theismann and Paul McGuire.
Yeah, and then it was just those two for a while. Theismann
like
and Mike
that
Patrick.
Three-man group. I always like that group.
I don't know whose cereal Mike Patrick pissed in, but how did he ever go from Sunday Night Football, plumb job like that,
I don't know,
to barely on the radar at ESPN? Barely on the radar.
I saw him doing like the Belk Bowl or some awful bowl.
Yes. Yeah. He was doing Wisconsin and Illinois earlier this year. What?
Yeah.
Mike Patrick, man, should be doing one of your premier games.
So you're going to go with Peyton Manning, though, to replace
Gruden. Yeah, I think so.
Question number 2-5 for Freems. Giannis no longer leading in All-Star voting. He's still second, but LeBron James has overtaken him. If Giannis leads in All-Star voting come All-Star time, he's going to have to be a captain, which means he would then, because they're not doing East and West, they're doing captains.
Mm-hmm.
Is it better for Giannis' future to be a captain now or to not be a captain? Is that too much pressure for Giannis? Or could he finagle that into some free agent campaigning like he said he wanted to with LeBron?
No, I think it's great for him. I think
so
it's
he
great.
Should be a captain?
Yeah, more leadership possibilities for him. Sure. I think it's fantastic for him. Hey, he kept in putting all that popcorn into Sterling Brown's car the other day. He negotiated that. So the more experience he gets, the better. And if he's got to go out and pick a team, good. I love it. And he said he'd pick LeBron with his first pick. Yeah, I think, you know, as far, and I didn't think of this, as far as free agent recruiting, this helps when he's, you know, with these all-stars too, to talk about what they got going on in Milwaukee. Hopefully in a good way. Come to Milwaukee. Recruit somebody. Let's be, you know, develop a friendship up there. And hopefully, again, the other end, it doesn't work against it that somebody tries recruiting Giannis. Mr. Fearful over there.
All right. Question number 3. Yes, I am concerned that Giannis will eventually leave Milwaukee. I am. And it looks like LeBron may eventually leave Cleveland, or he may not. Where is LeBron playing next year? That's question number 3.
Los Angeles. I'm going to say L.A.
Now, the scuttlebutt is that the LaVar-Lonzo Ball situation will deter LeBron from wanting to play in L.A. He won't want to have to deal with that.
I'll tell you what. I think LeBron would go to L.A. and LaVar would keep his big mouth shut.
No way.
I think so.
No way.
You know what? I think he would. I think if LeBron went there, LeVar would clam up real quickly.
Not a chance.
I think so.
It would only fuel him.
Well, I mean, talking negatively. This whole LeVar story is just horrible.
There'd be a day where LeVar Ball,
what he's doing with Luke Walton is just terrible.
He'd be on First Take one day saying, LeBron's taking minutes away from Lonzo. If it wasn't for LeBron, Lonzo could be LeBron.
Well, you know what?
You don't see that happening.
He would shut out LeVar. No, he wouldn't want to do that. You know, you would not want to piss in the cereal of LeBron James, to use that term again.
Yes, I still think Cleveland's the front runner. I think Philly's a high option. I think I don't think Milwaukee's a 0% possibility. I think there's it's probably less than 0.5%, but I think there's a possibility.
Well, if it's less than one, that sounds pretty.
But it's not zero.
Well, probably either the Sacramento Kings, I guess. But, no, I think there's a handful of teams he's even considering, probably. New York is probably another one. Maybe Philadelphia. But I think it's L.A. or New York, the two ones.
Staying on the Bucks.
And Cleveland.
Great question posed by the Big Show this week. Who are your Bucks untouchables? So which of the guys on the team right now would be untouchable in a trade?
Thon Maker is no longer an untouchable. It shouldn't be for anybody. Okay. I would say Giannis. That is pretty much it. I love Eric Bledsoe, though. Not that he's not, he's untouchable, but I want to keep him for a while. Even a new contract. I love Bledsoe. I love his game. Love what he brings to the table at that point guard spot. I want to continue to have that guy on my team. And, of course, Giannis. That would be it. Giannis would be the untouchable, but I still want Bledsoe long term. Everybody else, you package him up at a deal. I could do Middleton. Everybody else on that team. I really question Middleton's heart sometimes, and I hate to say that, but I'm hearing the same thing after every game with Middleton. Before games, after games, we got to come out and play harder. We got to come out and play harder. You know what? At one point, I'm gonna stop hearing that. Because how many times are you going to say, we can't come out and play games like this? And they come out and do that. He's part of the core of this team. He's one of the veterans on that team. 27, 28 years old. You know, these flat performances. Chris Middleton.
What about Jabari?
If the Untouchable?
Bucks, yeah, if the Bucks traded Jabari, Chuck, I would be destroyed.
Oh, I'm not asking a little dramatic.
You punted a season for him.
Not that I don't want
to draft him number two. He's been injured a couple times. You're going to have him go through this rehab process. Such an interesting, good guy. And you're going to trade him for a year and a half of somebody else? I mean,
well, depending on what they got.
You put so much into him, you've got to see what the returns are.
I get that, but it depending what the package is. Like I said, Giannis is the only guy who's untradeable. Untradeable. Absolutely untradeable.
What about Giannis for...
LeBron, you're going to say, okay?
Kevin Durant.
Well, I mean, Kevin Durant, that's a little different. Kevin's been in the league for 10 years. I mean, Giannis could be better than Kevin Durant someday.
What about Giannis for J.J. Redick?
Sure.
What about Giannis for Lou Williams? He put up 50 the other night.
Yeah.
What about Giannis for Zaza Pachulia, who
there
I talked
go.
To?
There you go.
How about that? Question number five here, five for Freems. Question number five. Alabama is your national champ, I suppose. UCF wants to stake a claim into that.
Mm-hmm.
If the two were to play a real national championship game on Monday night, what's the line?
Alabama by 8.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
I'd say 8. It wouldn't be under 7 or 6.5. It would be 8. And I would take Bama.
You would?
Yes. I would take Bama. Now, again... Auburn, Alabama. They beat Auburn. Auburn beat Alabama. So you could say that CF have a shot at that game. Of course they'd have a shot at it, but I'd still take Alabama.
Would they start Tua or would they start Jalen Hurts?
Well, based on the last game, I think you got to go back to Hurts. I'd go back to Hurts.
You got to start Tua.
Yeah, but Hurts has been the guy all year long. I felt bad for him. I love the way he handled it, though. Hurts.
Yeah, let's.
Hurts handled that well.
Okay, he did, but let's not, like. I'm tired of people tweeting his interview and saying, this is what sports is all about, man.
You hear what Wojo did before when he had his presentation before the Seton Hall game the other night?
No.
In the locker room before the game, showed a picture of Hurts and Tua in an embrace at field. He said, this is what teamwork is all about, Wojo said.
Fantastic. Everybody can feel good about themselves because they recognize when somebody else does something good.
I think it was, I mean, you got to like, hey.
Good for you.
You got to like the way he handled it. He could have handled it poorly. He handled it awesomely.
I agree, but I'm not going to sit there and try to take credit for it. This is what sports is all about, man.
Well, what do you want? What's wrong with that?
I'm not sure.
I think it was a great moment, man.
It's Chuck and Winkler.
Don't play that.
I don't know. It's Chuck and Winkler. We're served up by Perkins.
I don't know about you.
Here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, Mattress Firm's New Year's sleep sale going on right now. A new year, a new bed, and maybe a new attitude. How about that? Mattress Firm's got you covered with the New Year's sleep sale that's going on right now. They want to make it the healthiest year yet, 2018. Get a free Fitbit with any mattress of $799 or more. Mattress Firm's New Year closeout sale means you get the save up to 70% on some of their closeouts, the brand floor models, the name brand floor models, the Beautyrest, the Serta, the Hampton Roads. You could save on all the essentials as well. The adjustable base. Told you I have one of the adjustable bases there. I've had it for like over a year now, coming up on 2 years actually, and I absolutely love it, man. The adjustable base is great for like in bed, watching TV, working on the show, doing everything, relaxing. They have a little remote control that comes with it where you can boost up the legs, boost up the back. Perfect for relaxing, man. It's almost like a recliner you could have in your make your bed into a recliner. It is wonderful. You got to check out the adjustable base when you go into Mattress Firm this weekend and check out all their deals. Plus, 0% APR for 6 years during the Mattress Firm New Year's Sleep Sale. Call 1-866-780-6220 for credit costs and terms subject to credit approval. Get in the Mattress Firm this weekend. Check out the Tula. It's everything you want in a bed as well. With this Tula, you can get a free delivery. Free delivery when you buy one this weekend. Get into Mattress Firm. The New Year's Sleep Sale going on today. Mattress Firm's all over southeastern Wisconsin.
Chuck and Winkler. That's Chuck. I'm Bart from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. It was on this day, 10 years ago, Brett Favre recorded his final win as a Packer.
I like the this date in histories.
Yeah.
Final game, who was it against? It was a regular season game.
Yeah, on January 12th.
The game that got it, Seattle, right?
Wasn't regular season. We're in January 12th here.
Yeah. Playoff game against Seattle?
The snow game.
Was that it?
I think so.
Well, you don't have the...
I have a picture of him in the snow.
Oh, you don't have the...
No, okay. I'm just reading what people are sending me. That's as willing as far as I'm willing to go to.
I'm thinking that might be the playoff game. That might be the playoff game.
Yeah, it's against Seattle. That's what I'm getting pictures of.
All right.
That was a fun game. I was there.
So was I.
I regrettably bailed on somebody's wedding to go.
Well, that's too bad. I mean, not too bad. You made the right choice.
Well, if he's listening, I am.
It was an afternoon game,
sorry
wasn't it? Wasn't it like a Saturday afternoon game?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like one of the 3:30 starts.
Mm-hmm.
As I remember, yeah.
What is up with this Craig Sager story?
Oh, his family, his kids, he's left them out of the will. This is a bizarre story, man. You know, Craig Sager, who, you know, leading up to his death, many, many stories about how, you know, he continued to forge on and work through the cancer treatments and all that. He was dying, and he continued to go through and plunge through. And his family was there, always there, and said some great things about him during all these interviews, only to find out he left them all out of the will. And it was the second wife that stole the will.
There was a story
left everything to her.
From Craig Sager to his kid about how he was in the hospital with a surgery trying to help his dad. And it was like the same day or very close to that he was actually taken out of the will. Yeah, Craig Sager, his second wife, sort of took control of the whole Craig Sager operation. And there was some strain there between him and the family. The kids aren't in the will.
No. Of course, anytime you had that second marriage, The kids from the first wife, it's always different with that second wife. I mean, they're not that second wife. They're maybe a little bit of not.
You can get there.
Aminosity?
No.
I can't even pronounce it right now.
I don't know why. I'll wait.
No. There's always a little bit of
animosity.
Animosity. There it is. That and amicable. Have always been two words that I could, tough to pronounce. They're amicable. I used to say amicable.
Yeah. I can't pronounce bag correctly.
I can't say animosity.
Bag.
Yeah.
Bag.
Yeah.
Bag.
Animosity.
Bag.
Well, the Badgers walked Michigan bad.
When you have that second wife, with the kids of the first wife, there's maybe a little bit of animosity. Now, the second wife always tries to be the good guy and all that. And yet, you know, I'm not saying that happened to me, but I've seen it happen elsewhere.
On behalf of a friend.
No, this is
you're saying, Freeze.
No, but often in the cases, and when it comes down to will,
transparent.
And when it comes down to wills,
yeah. I remember when Craig Sager passed away, and then we talked about him, and it was sad.
Yeah.
This guy was beloved, and he died, and then you talk so nice about a guy, and then you find out there's something weird going on, and it's like,
well, why was the family? Why was his kids written out of the will?
Why look up to anybody?
Why were the kids written out of the will? When you heard so many good things about Craig Sager, what kind of person he really was, and how good he was, why was he written out of the? Why was his family written out of the will?
Well, he said
what
it was
happened?
The second wife syndrome.
Okay, the second wife told him to take the kids out? What happened there?
Didn't his kid do a game?
Yeah, his kid.
Or he was filling in for his dad for a while?
Against San Antonio, interviewed Pop. You know, the segments where they interview Pop? at the end of the third quarter. Yeah, his kid did one of those.
Yeah, while, so I would assume they were on good terms.
While Sager was going through, you know, the blasts of radiation or the chemo. Boy, that's amazing. The sister, the Craig Sager's daughter, Craig Sager's son, they hate that second wife. And, yeah, how could you leave your kids out?
So this second wife must have been so...
Sounds like it.
Like Craig Sager and her. This must have been like the best experiences of his life. It was so good. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It was so good that you could write off your kids.
But
for
no.
What the wife was offering. Are you picking up what I'm saying?
No. Tell me what you're trying to say, player. But that shit has nothing to do with your kids, though, right? I mean, if you still love your kids, that should not have anything to do with your relationships with, you know, any of your future wives or girlfriends.
I don't know. I started reading a little bit of the story. I got sad. I just shut the browser.
What? We're trying to talk about it here. What is the reason? What is the justification? Is it because I know they're all mad at the second wife, but is there a reason why they think that they were shut out of the will?
Well, I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe. I mean, Craig Sager must have thought that what the wife can offer me is more than what the kids can offer me.
Did the kids turn their back on Craig at any time while he was a dad? Was there something that we don't know about? I don't know why you'd keep your kids out. That's the mystery to me.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it is.
It's never good.
No. Because now, I mean, now if you're the kids, you're like, and it shouldn't be all about the will, but you're still like, God, Dad. It would be like, Dad didn't think enough of us that he left us out of the will.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We're served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. We're going to go through the games this weekend. Four games. Maybe the Sunday game's a little better than the Saturday games, but we'll see if these lines are enticing enough to throw some money down. If you're looking for money, looking for new work, looking for a new career, how about Young Express? You can become a part of the Young Express team. Now, they're expanding their dispatch department. And you might think, well, I've never, okay, that sounds interesting, but I've never done anything like that. I've heard a lot about Young Express. Seems like a great place to work. It's a Christian-based, family-run company. I know they've been in business for nearly 3 decades. I know they're one of the fastest-growing companies, but I don't know anything about working in dispatch. That's okay. They'll train you. They're just looking for people with good math skills, the ability to multitask. I mean, people that have good phone skills, people that can navigate computers, just friendly people. Friendly people that are looking for maybe a new career, a new opportunity. They've got it for you at Young Express. A competitive hourly wage is being offered for you. Paid holidays, vacation time, 401k company match, health plan, all this kind of stuff. Go to youngexpress.com. J-U-N-G, express.com. That's how you spell young. J-U-N-G. Youngexpress.com. Again, no experience necessary. They'll train you every step of the way for this dispatch position. Youngexpress.com. Young Express. Success drives us. Chuck and Winkler, brought to you by our friends at Adam Deputy. That's actually his name. The guy is Adam Deputy. Adam Deputy, if you're looking for a home, whether it's your first or last, contact Adam Deputy. Adam Deputy online at adamdeputy.com, a name you can trust. GSF Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender.
Rhodes, do you have all our bets written down between Bart and I?
I think we just have the two, don't we?
Yeah, it's just the Jimmy Graham bet, and then
the Jimmy Graham bet was 3-1.
3-1. So if Bart wins, you owe him 75. If he wins, he owes you 25.
That's if Jimmy Graham's on the roster next year.
The first place he signs.
First place
he signs with Seattle right away, then you win.
Yeah, we shouldn't have to specify that much. If Jimmy Graham signs with the Packers, I get money.
Yeah, but I'm just talking.
I'm not trying to like.
No,
I got to cover my loopholes.
Freem's just covering his tracks.
Okay,
what happens if he signs with Seattle? Yeah. They cut him. Then he signs with Green Bay.
So then the other one you have down that Marquette making the NCAA tournament. he's giving me 2-1 odds.
Yeah, that's a free 25 for
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
yeah, pretty much.
I feel pretty good about.
Okay.
So $25 I owe you.
And of course, if somebody gets hurt, if Rousey or somebody gets hurt in that team, he'll be saying, oh, you're going to take this $20, $50 from me?
Yeah, what if Marcus Howard goes down?
That's just, hey, that's too bad.
Chuck collected when Aaron Rodgers went down.
Yeah, of course.
There's just a precedent that's been set here.
Sure.
Four games this weekend. Cody, start with game number one.
Let's start with the Falcons at Eagles. This is the fourth postseason meeting between the teams and the first since 04 when the Eagles defeated the Falcons in the NFC title game 27-10 to advance to Super Bowl 39. So the Eagles right now, they lead the all-time series 18-14-1, including the postseason. And Philly won the last meeting, however, 24-15 in week 10. 2016. Philly without Carson Wentz. Nick Foles is the starter. They're also the first team to be underdogs as the number one seed in the NFC divisional round. They are 3-point dogs at home.
God, this is a tough one to go on. I mean, they're all tough, but I mean, this one here, the way they set that line, and Atlanta's a 3-point favorite on the road, are they begging you to take Philadelphia there, thinking take the points, or are they just saying Atlanta's that good right now?
I feel like a lot of people are coming around on my Atlanta prediction.
Man, I don't know.
Oh, my Atlanta.
You know what? Do you want me to go first?
No, I'll go first. I'm Atlanta's my team. They're making it to the Super Bowl, so I'm going to take them to win and cover.
Jeez, this is a tough one. I think I'm going to go with the Eagles at home here. I think the Eagles.
But what do you really think?
No, I do. I like the Eagles. I'll take the Eagles +3. You want to bet?
I do.
Okay. Got it.
I do.
I'll take the Eagles +3 for 25. Rhodesy?
Or is it a $50 weekend?
Oh, well, hey.
I'm asking. I don't know.
Yes, let's. Hey, it's the divisional playoffs, man.
Let's do it.
I would love to, man. I told you. I offered it a couple times to you, and you said, no, let's keep it at 25.
Do 25 this weekend.
No, Rhodes.
50 next weekend, and then 100.
No, I'm thinking 50, 100, 200.
Well, we may agree these upcoming weekends.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Like, we agreed on Atlanta last Saturday night. Hey, we didn't bet.
We said this is a big weekend. Divisional playoffs. Let's go 50. How about it?
$50 weekend!
I like it. You got it, Rhodes. How about that? 50.
Put it down for a 50 spot.
Yes, he's got Atlanta. I got Philly.
Woo! Oh, why am I? Remember, the blood is flowing right now.
I went 3-0. Oh, all right.
It's gotta be a coincidence.
Oh God, I feel bad. I don't know. I'm gonna do it. You seem like
Woo!
A little worried now. I went 3-0 against you last week. I don't know.
50.
Okay, man.
What's next?
Maybe we should even bet.
We probably shouldn't.
Well, if you don't want to, that's fine.
Nah, if you don't want to, that's fine.
I already put it down. It's in there.
Rose, how about you? You want to get back in the pool?
Yeah.
No, Rose, I still owe you $45.
$45?
Yeah. He's like, give me a 20
I'm
here.
I'm paying off each week.
Yeah.
I'm the poorest guy in radio.
He's doing, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there, a quarter here.
Last week I came in, hey, Freems, here's 20. The week before I gave him 40, actually.
Piggy bank it.
Depressing. Yeah. What's next?
Next up, the night game, Tennessee at New England. This is the third postseason meeting between the teams and the first since 2003. That was the AFC Divisional Playoff, which New England won 17-14. The Pats lead the all-time series 24-16-1, including the playoffs, and they won six in a row. The teams last met in Week 15, 2015, with the Patriots coming out on top 33-16. This is also the largest spread of the weekend. 13-point favorites are the home team Patriots.
Now, you would have to be just a complete idiot to take the Tennessee Titans, thinking that Tennessee can keep this one close. Just a complete moron to take 13 here. Just a complete idiot. Because, I mean, New England could be up 30-3 at halftime. And you're sitting here, God, what was they doing thinking Tennessee could keep this one close?
But you know how I feel when everybody goes one way? I think, well, maybe thing could happen. I am
just
not
a complete idiot.
There is no way in hell I will put $50 on the Tennessee Titans to cover. For the sake of fun, I might throw 25 on the Titans to cover.
But this was a weekend of $50 a play.
I'm just saying, there's not a chance. There is not a chance in hell I'm putting $50 on the Titans to cover. I would entertain putting 25 on the Titans to cover.
Would you take New England?
See, I don't know. I'm not going to take Tennessee.
Okay, who do you like?
I like Tennessee to keep it within 10. Shoot.
Okay. All right. I'll take New England.
I'm only going to do 25 on this one.
Okay, I'll take New England minus 13 there.
You got 75 total right now. Two more games to go.
But I owe him 25, so this will even it out.
This is 3 minutes after he wanted to do a $50 weekend, and he felt good and all that. Now he's scaling back.
Well, it's 50 or nothing. Take it or leave it.
50?
No, it's 25 or nothing.
Oh, I said I thought you wanted to do 50 on all these games, but that's fine. What's the 25?
Well, I owe you 25, so we got to, like, even it out.
Yeah, well, we already have one other play on here, so that doesn't make it any sense. But go ahead.
Next.
Jacksonville at Pittsburgh, this game on Sunday, noon kickoff. It's the second postseason meeting between the teams. Jacksonville defeated the Steelers 31-29 in the 07 wildcard playoffs. They also lead the all-time series 13-11, including the postseason.
None
and
defeated
Pittsburgh earlier this season, knocking off the Steelers 30-9 in week five. That's a game that Roethlisberger threw five picks on his home field. But Jacksonville on the road in this game, seven-point dogs.
You know, first of all, how come on Saturday they go 3:30 and then a night game, and then Sunday they go noon and 3:30?
I like it.
Why don't they go 3:30 and 7 o'clock on Sundays, too?
Ah, too late.
Too late?
I don't know.
You do Sunday night
I don't have an answer to that.
Okay, then let's go to the games. Do you have an answer in this one? What's the spread, 7?
7.
All right, what do you got?
I kind of like Blake Bortles to have a redemption day. But I would take Pittsburgh. I'm going to take Pittsburgh.
I like the Jags here.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Getting the 7 points.
I don't want to bet on this one.
You don't want to?
I don't. I'm sorry. I don't want to.
I can talk you into it.
I just think Pittsburgh's offense very prolific. I almost think the Jaguars can come in there.
I think the Jaguars can win this one outright.
I do too. But they have already this year.
You just told me Pittsburgh's going to win.
Okay, so I haven't made up my mind yet. So for that reason, I do not want to bet.
Okay. Who do you think is going to win?
I don't know. I can't. Oh, you don't know. I don't have a thumb on this one. I'm sorry. I don't.
Okay.
It's unacceptable.
Right.
I know.
Okay.
I don't.
Minnesota and New Orleans, the next play there, Rhodes.
Cody, give us the spiel.
That's the last game. The teams will meet in the playoffs for the fourth time in Minnesota, holding a 2-1 advantage. In their last postseason meeting, the Saints defeated the Vikings 31-28 in overtime. That was the 09 NFC Championship
game.
We all know about that. Minnesota, however, leads the all-time series 21-11, and they did defeat New Orleans earlier this season.
And Monday Night Football.
This game, the Vikings at home, 5-point favorites.
They are
5-point favorites.
They're that many?
That few, I would say. Minnesota's only
five. It opened
five?
As 3.5.
Yeah.
Now jumping
and
to
it went
five.
Up?
3.5 to 5, yeah.
Oh, give me the Saints. Come on.
I think the Saints are going to win this game outright.
God, I would hate to have to cheer for the Vikings here.
Well, I'm willing to put 50 on it, so.
When's the last time Freem's bet on the Vikings? Oh.
Oh, yeah. We saw that.
I remember that.
Yeah, Freem's going to bet on the Vikings, and then Drew Brees is going to go down.
I'm going to go with you on the Saints, though. What, do you really like the Saints?
Yeah, I do. I hate the Vikings. I think they're bad.
You think the Saints are going to win?
Oh, I see what you're saying. So straight up and not spread?
No, the spread's.
New Orleans plus 5?
Take that bet. Take it.
I want New Orleans plus 5.
Okay.
If Chuck's willing to give it to me.
All right, I'll do it.
$50 weekend!
No, it's not a $50 weekend, but a $50 play here, yeah. I'll take the Vikings minus the 5. I'm a winner either way in this one, I look at it. Because the Vikings lose, I'm going to feel great. If I win the play, well, the Vikings will just live for another day, but I'll win 50 bucks from you.
All right, so I'm going to take I'm going to go with the NFC South teams. I'm going to take the Falcons for 50 to cover the 3. I'm going to take the Saints, an underdog. They're getting 5, and I'm going to take, just for fun, Tennessee to cover the 13 for just 25. That's just a fun one.
Oh, only fun one.
Just a fun
just
guy.
Just a fun little 25 to throw around there.
Chuck and Winkler were served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Tell us who you think will win this weekend. Tweet us at 1057FM The Fan. We're not going to read them or probably even look at them, but tweet us anyway. It's Chuck and Winkler. Hey, I talked to Zaza Pachulia last night. He talked about what it was like playing with baby Giannis, and now he's got to go up against All-Star Giannis. You'll hear that coming up. Bill Michaels Show 10 to 2 right here on The Fan. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio. Bucks Warriors tonight, hottest ticket in town. The game will be on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Also, ESPN coming to town to pick up the coverage. Mike Breen, Doris Burke as well. We'll have the Bucks postgame show for you here on The Fan. Remember, we also have Admirals Hockey. So the postgame show will start on our second stream. You can get the link on our Facebook and Twitter pages, and then we'll all be as one here on AM and FM. Had the chance to go to Warriors practice last night, catch up with Zaza Pachulia, former Buck, now with Golden State. Bar Winkler here with Zaza Pachulia. Zaza, welcome back to Milwaukee. Do you guys get much time? I mean, you have kind of the shoot-around, but are you able to do anything? Is there anything like Milwaukee that you want to make sure you do, or is it's one day of a back-to-back, you're kind of in and out, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you're playing the West Coast team, come here only once, and we just landed straight to the practice and dinner time and then get some rest, get ready for tomorrow's game. You know, the roads is tough, especially when it's cold outside. You know, you kind of feel like you don't want to do anything, just, you know, get some rest and take care of your business. But, you know, looking forward to see a lot of familiar faces, obviously, tomorrow when I get in the Braley Center.
The big one is Giannis, of course, and when you were last here, he was just getting into the league. With what you're seeing from him now, did you see that out of him then, or is there some surprise element to it?
No, I mean, you know, when I first met him, he was 18 years old, and then we were together again when he was 19. There was a huge progress between year first and second with him, and then you could tell the idea and the plan was, you know, for him to take over and then be the guy and, you know, lead the team. You know, he had a lot of potential. Looking at him, whatever he was able to do, even when he was the young age, you know, it was impressing. And, you know, I was really glad to see the kind of talent, you know, and just to be around him and stuff. So I was expecting, it's not a surprise, and I'm sure this guy has even more potential to grow and, you know, get better as a player.
Do you see a limit for him or at this point? I mean, he wants to be where LeBron is, where KD is. Do you see a limit for him?
He definitely can get there and go even higher. I don't think there's a limit for him. I like his mindset. I like his enthusiasm and his background, where he's coming from, and the hunger he has in him. And also another great thing about Giannis is opportunity to work with and be mentored by Jason Kidd and his coaching staff. I know his coaching staff, amazing. I mean, really, I learned so much from them, and then I think Giannis is so privileged to be working with those guys, learning on and off the court things, and you know, it's going to help him to be a better player.
As far as you and the Warriors, I mean, you guys are a pretty good basketball team. And you'll be in the playoffs and probably the one seed. How do you guys go through the regular season when a team like the Bucks is scratching and clawing for, you know, the playoff berth, maybe a top seed? How do you guys not lose focus during a long regular season with so much travel and all this kind of stuff?
That's a great question. I mean, I wish I had the exact answer, but
I'm a great reporter, so.
One thing I realized that any game can be dangerous for us. Like, if you don't bring the focus and if you don't bring the energy any given night, you're gonna struggle, because there are the teams who are looking forward to play against you and, you know, prove something and, you know, show themselves in it, as a personally and as a team, that they are good teams. And, well, you know, looking at the games we lost this year, like every time we didn't bring the focus and energy. For example, last game, last night, you know, like defensively we didn't bring that focus and intelligence. So that's why every game can be dangerous. Every game can go to south. So it's important, you know, for us to, you know, play our game and from start to finish. and enjoying and play our game as a Warriors basketball and be ourselves. You know, whatever we have done throughout the years and obviously brought us success, huge success, and you got to continue doing that. Well, at the same time, understand it's a long season. You might have some games where, you know, either there's no energy or, you know, like I say, a lot of traveling, you know, fatigueness, you know, tiredness. But end of the day, you have to be professional and then take care of your business.
I always love doing interviews, Frames, where I have to stick out my arm and it still doesn't reach the guy's mouth.
Oh, yeah. And you got to jump up.
Little short stack Winkler over here has got 5'11 of Frame on a good day. I got to get up to 6'11 Zaza's mouth.
I think interviews always sound great when you hear background noise of basketballs or like hockey sticks or people skating like you do for hockey. Always enhances the interview, I think. Makes it sound like you're on the scene.
Well, yeah, I was on the scene. I was on the beat.
I know.
I'm on the Bucks beat. Nobody covers the Bucks more than me.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. When Golden State's in town, of course.
Yeah, nobody covers the Bucks and Warriors.
Nobody covers the Bucks and Warriors like you.
Nobody covers the Warriors more in Milwaukee than I do.
Yes, when the Warriors are here, you're going to practices. Hey, if the Celtics are in town, Bart, can you cover the practice?
No, I got to watch the Warriors.
I got to go home and watch.
The best is that I was wearing Warriors sweatpants all day yesterday. I took those off, obviously, to go do.
Yeah, you probably didn't want to do that.
I'm rooting for the Bucks tonight. Don't be silly.
Good for you. We should bet on that game tonight.
What's the spread?
I don't know.
10 seconds, quick. 9, 8, 7. Because we don't talk off air ever, so
Golden
you have to
State
do it now.
Is at 6.
It's too late. Michael's up next. Here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.